everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And coming up this week, we're obviously going to be talking about the league, and we're also going to be talking about the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. And joining me here to discuss all those things and much more on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show, it's a big welcome back to League Social Media Officer, it's James Hayes. Hello, James, how are you?
Evening, Ben, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all good. Well, coming up on this week's show, we are going to be discussing the FA Cup, as we'll be joined by Hanley Town manager Carl Dickinson, Nick Spooner, Hyde United manager, and the manager at Chase Town, Mark Swan. And possibly tie of the round is South Shields against Mask United. And Mark Rovers, football reporter from the northeast of England, will be joining us to put a spotlight on that particular tie as well in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup this weekend. But we're also going to be discussing the league as well, as we'll be joined by Jodie Banham, interim manager at Warrington Rylands, and the new manager at Matlock Town, Craig Elliott. Those interviews coming up on this week's show. But James, just before we kick things off, there was some FA Trophy matches last weekend. We're not going to go through them all because there's loads. Head over to the npl.co.uk. But a big congratulations to the NPL sides who made it through to the next round. Commiserations to those who didn't. And also head over to the npl.co.uk for the third qualifying round draw of the FA Trophy, which takes place next Saturday. And we'll be discussing the FA Trophy in a bit more detail next week on the Step 4 show, where we'll be talking to some Step 4 clubs who will be looking for an upset in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy next week. But James, let's start the show talking about the league results. And current league leaders are Hyde United. Hyde United with a 2-1 win over Guiseley on Saturday. They followed that up on Tuesday with a 1-0 win against Nantwich. That saw them leapfrog over Matlock Town on goal difference. It's been a good start at Ewan Fields, James.
It is indeed. I mean, obviously, great result then from it. It seemed like they're finding a form. Obviously, Burke is very happy with himself at this moment in time. And rightfully so, Hyde have been a completely a different side from what they were at the start of the season last few years. They really are going to be the dark horses this year.
Yeah, it's been a brilliant start for Hyde United in the league. But all eyes this weekend head towards the FA Cup third qualifying round as Hyde United welcome Darlington of the National League North. And ahead of this game in the FA Cup, let's catch up now with the manager at Ewan Fields. It's a big welcome back to the show to Nick Spooner.
Well, Nick, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about the FA Cup this weekend, let's just have a catch up on how the league form's going. Pretty well. 4 wins from 4 and top of the league. I mean, it's what's the mood like at Ewan Fields at the moment?
You know, it's very exciting. I don't think anybody expects us to start so well. And like you say, recent form, 4 wins in 4. And I think everyone's over the moon.
I mean, we did catch up early in the season, didn't we? And it was a very good start to the season. I mean, how pleased are you with the fact that it's just carrying on the work that you did at the back end of last year and developing a really big springboard into this season?
Yeah, we worked hard when we came in. We worked hard and tried to be difficult to get beat. And we asked the boys to buy into it and work hard for each other. And then most of my signings was boys who did really well for me at the end of last year. We managed to re-sign them. And we just wanted to give some self-belief into the team, you know. Obviously, they've had a bad season, but they've shown at the end of last season, you know, the results you could get. So we built on confidence in pre-season. And we've really just gone for about a team ethic, you know, the work rate, work for each other, and the rewards will come. And I think that's what everyone's enjoying themselves at the minute.
And you certainly got that reward on Tuesday night. You know, a goal in the last 10 minutes is always good, isn't it, to win matches like that. But it does show that belief in the squad, that attitude of, you know, we're going to get this victory here.
Yeah, they've shown a bit of resilience. There's a few times the lads have said we would have lost some games last year, you know, and that's quite rewarding. You know, if we're keeping clean sheets at the back and we've got the attacking players we have and pace and legs in the team, you know, we really know we'll create chances and we'll get opportunities and hopefully score them goals.
And I have to say as well, I've seen Hyde a couple of times this season. Big fan of your goalkeeper because of the distribution as well. It's especially against FC United, quick counter-attacking stuff. And with the forward line you've got as well, it's good to watch, I think.
Yeah, but John, we said from day one, you know, let's have some fun. Let's have, you know, some exciting plays on the park. That was part of Jack, you know, we sold it to Jack to come in, you know, we'll play fast attacking football, but at the end of the day, we'll try and enjoy ourselves, and that's what the belief of the players are bought into, you know, solid at the back and let the forwards go, you know, go and excite people.
So here we are heading into October now with Hyde United top of the league. You're obviously, you know, trying to keep a lid on all this and make sure people don't get too far ahead of themselves. But me as the presenter of the show, I have to see if you do fancy getting ahead of yourself at this stage. I'm not expecting a big in-depth answer to this question, to be fair, Nick. But what are your expectations for this season now you've had this start?
Well, it's quite interesting because people's expectations of us was fighting relegation and going down. So that's motivated the players. And the target we set, you know, let's go top 10 and let's see if we can enjoy ourselves and push for the playoffs. And basically that's the targets the boys have had. And well, within 10 games in 20 points, so that's a great little amount of points to keep going. And, you know, just take every game. I think that's what we're trying to say to the boys. Let's not get giddy, you know. There's some big teams in this league and everybody can beat everyone. Everyone keeps on saying that. And let's just take one game at a time and then, you know, some results, last two results we've had to grind out.
The NPL is one of them leagues, isn't it, Nick, where, you know, there are teams that, you know, people don't mention in preview chats and stuff like that about who can get in the playoffs. We can throw in Bamber Bridge, Matlock. The pundits always get it wrong, especially on this show. So why can't it be Hyde?
You know, why can't it be Hyde? That's what we keep on saying to people. Let's go out and enjoy ourselves. Why can't, you know, the infrastructure of the club's tremendous. The fans are tremendous. You know, we're attracting some good players now. And let's just keep pushing on and see where we end up.
Now, you can park the league this week because you've got three cup competitions in different cup competitions. The midweek game in the Manchester Premier Cup away at Trafford. Next Saturday's match at home to Colne. But we should firstly start with this weekend's match in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup against Darlington. What's your thoughts on this game? Because you're only a couple of ties now away from the first round proper. So easier said than done, one game at a time. But what's your thoughts?
We've had the two Warringtons and they were really tough games. And then obviously we've got the home draw against Darlington. And you look there on, you know, people are saying we're on a great run. They're also on a great run of form. You know, the league above us, you know. So we're going into it, hopefully, you know, confident. But we know we're playing a very, very good team. But it's at our place. It's on the AstroTurf. And let's see what can happen in the FA Cup.
So, I mean, how do you become that banana skin?
Just work hard. You know, the effort we've done this, we took game at a time, you know. So we said we get Tuesday out of the way and then we look towards Darlington. You know, we've looked at, prepared them last night, you know, to see what to expect. And we just, hopefully, you know, it goes with us. We can make it competitive and give it the best shot we've got.
And how important, when you joined the club last season, it was a tricky challenge, wasn't it? And like we touched upon here, you injected belief back into the club. How good would it be, one game at a time, to get to the first round with Hyde United, given the journey that you and the club have been on over the last year or so?
You know, that would be tremendous. You know, I've come in and, you know, the first target was keep us in this league, and then second target, you know, have a good start, and that's going really well. So we've got a good opportunity, we've got a home draw, and I think, you know, they're getting excited, and we've just got to keep a lid on it at the minute. But yeah, be a great feeling if we can win on Saturday and go through to the next and then push on and get the opportunity to go in the first round.
And then obviously as well, like we said, the Manchester Premier Cup midweek, but Colne as well in the FA Trophy. Then you've got another tough test, haven't you, away at Whitby back in the league. So the games are coming thick and fast now. What's your thoughts on what's coming up in October, more generally?
Well, like I say, Trafford was my first game when I came in the Cup, and that was a tough game. That was 2-1, and you know, they're going on well. Colne will be another tough game because they'll come to our place, you know, as underdogs. We're a league above them. And then, obviously, the league doesn't stop, does it? And with all these good Cup results, unfortunately, you know, we've got 9 games away now. So we've got a long journey up to Whitby. They found some form recently, and it's going to be another tough one.
Well, Nick Spooner, just before you go, just a quick plug for this game on Saturday. I know it started raining in Manchester just now for a change, but you're going to need a big crowd there at Ewan Fields on Saturday for this match against Darlington, aren't you?
Yeah, that's been the big thing, you know, since I've been here. The crowds you've got behind us, and the atmosphere is tremendous at the moment. And yes, we'd love it if they can get down there, as many as possible, and hopefully see a good performance and good result at the end of it.
Absolutely. Well, Nick Spooner, manager of Hyde United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us this week, and big good luck in the FA Cup on Saturday against Darlington.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Nick Spooner there, manager of Hyde United, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And a big, big good luck to Hyde United on Saturday in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup as they take on Darlington. And later in the show, we'll be covering off more matches in the FA Cup. So back to league results, though, James, from this past week. Matlock Town, a joint top of the table currently, a 1-0 win for them on Saturday over Lancaster City. And a 1-0 win on Tuesday night at Ashton United. That's a good week, isn't it? Especially that Ashton United victory on Tuesday as well, James, because Ashton were doing pretty well, weren't they? So Matlock, they were top heading into Tuesday night, weren't they, at certain points of the evening?
Yeah, it was at least until like 10 minutes ago in the Hyde game when Hyde took the lead against Nantwich Town. But yeah, they were top of the league for the majority of the evening. Obviously, that Ashton United one is a massive win for them. To come away from with a hard-fought result like they did there is a great asset for them going forward. This is the Matlock we saw from last season. Obviously, new management team have come in now, coming back into good form. The home record's fantastic at this moment in time too. So next few weeks could be vital for Matlock, specifically the fact that some of the games that are coming up is a big, big month for him.
Pretty much where they were this time last year, aren't they? Competing up at the top end. So I reckon everyone at Causeway Lane will be happy about that. And well, let's see if the manager's happy about that at Causeway Lane. It's a big welcome back to the show now to the manager of Matlock Town. Here's Craig Elliott. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And first as first, big congratulations on your appointment at Causeway Lane. How are you settling in to things at the club?
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, it's a lovely club. A lot of friendly people, and I'm lucky that I've inherited a sort of a strong squad as well. So it's been a really good sort of few weeks. I'm looking forward to sort of kicking on really and improving things on and off the pitch.
And it's been a good week with those two victories. They do say 1-0 wins leagues and all that cliche palaver. Yeah. But, you know, good solid results against Lancaster and Ashton. And to speak to you off air, you were top of the table for most of Tuesday night. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on this past week at the club?
Yeah, we've played well as well in both games. I think, to be fair, we should have won by more. It wasn't sort of close games. I think, especially in the first half, we sort of dominated the game. So that was pleasing. And I've been really lucky. The players have been really good in training and in every game that we've played so far. So a lot of improvement to do, but really happy where we are as a squad.
And how tricky is it to come into a club where, you know, Paul Phillips did a cracking job with Matlock last season,
yep,
you know, in and around the playoffs for much of the year. A steady enough start, but it's not actually your squad, is it? But, I mean, how tricky is it to come in the way you have?
Yeah, it's tricky because different managers do things differently, play different ways. So it's about lads buying into sort of my ideas and how I like to do things. And to be fair, like I said, in training and sort of in the games, they've done that really and got better every week. So it'll take time. It'll take probably 1 or 2 months to sort of get it fully right. But the early signs are really positive. And like I said, I want to build on the sort of good, solid success that they've had in the previous years.
I mean, it's a very close league, though, this one this year, isn't it? I mean, we said you were top for a while on Tuesday night. I've not looked at the table. You probably could have ended up 13th for all I know. I mean, it is very close, isn't it? I mean, what do you make of the NPL as you rejoin it as a manager this year?
Yeah, that's it, really. I think you could probably look at 12, 13 teams that have probably got a chance of being promoted. I think when I come in, we were mid-table, and then in the blink of an eye, a few results, and we potentially can go top. So I think that shows how close it is, really. But like you said, a couple of sort of losses and you're back down to the bottom half. So I think that makes for an exciting season. I think it keeps it alive for everybody as well. And like I said, it's just about trying to get consistency because that's what will get you promoted in the end.
I mean, like we touched upon here, I mean, you know, back-to-back 1-0s, but you said Matlock could have easily scored more. I mean, is that the aim now to... Because that was always that's been the recent criticism of Matlock about the goal scoring, but you did beat Warrington Islands 4-2, so clearly the goals are there.
Yeah definitely. I think there's some really good players. Like I said, it's we're creating chances and playing well, so that's the main thing for me. If we get the performances right, the results will take care of themselves. We played well in my first game at FC United, but unfortunately lost, so you've just got to sort of get that balance between sort of playing well, getting results, and we'll do that. But yeah, there's some talented players. I don't think goals will be a problem moving forward.
Well, you've got a series of home games coming up now, haven't you? You've got Nantwich this weekend, then some Coldfield in the Trophy, and then Liversidge. I mean, what's your thoughts on, firstly, Nantwich coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, we're top of the sort of home guide at the minute, so I think that's important. If you have a good home record, it usually serves you well for a successful season. But obviously, like we just said, there's a lot of competitive games in this league, and I've sort of watched the video back on Nantwich against Hyde, and I felt like they were a better team and deserved to win at Hyde. So that shows you that we'll be fully respecting them tomorrow, and new manager in there as well. So they'll be looking to get a reaction. So yeah, it's going to be a tough game.
And the FA Trophy after that, speaking of tough games, a massive banana skin with Sutton Coldfield joining yourselves at Causeway Lane next Saturday. I mean, what's your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm being totally honest, it's not a massive priority for me, the FA Trophy. We just take that as it comes. I think it's one of them that if you get through a few rounds, then it starts to become more of an exciting competition. But it'll give me a chance to sort of give some of the squad players a go next week, because I am still trying to sort of get the balance between looking at everybody but trying to get results. So I think that's the difficulty when you come in during the season, that it's hard to sometimes get that balance right.
I mean, talking about that balance, like you said there, it's about getting results, but also shaping the squad the way you want it as well.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm not going to get you to do a rating of the squad, each individual player and that kind of thing, but there are some quality players in there. But are you looking to tweak it in the coming weeks and put your own take on it?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm always looking to improve and always talking to players. But to be fair, I did say to the players, I'd give them sort of 4 or 5 matches to see what they're about. I have seen a lot of them play before, which helped. But they're giving me everything at the minute. So while every results are good and the players are playing to a level that I'm happy with, then I'm not going to force that issue. For me to bring a player in, they're going to have to be sort of better than what we've got. And like we know, it's difficult to bring players in during the season. So we'll take us time, be patient. There's still a lot of the season left, and we'll make sure we bring the right players in at the right time.
So you took over the what was it, not even the middle of September. So this next question is a ridiculous question to ask you, Craig, at this time. But what do you feel your expectations are this year? What do you think is possible, given how close this league is, how competitive it is, the fact you know, you are tweaking it as you go, but what's your thoughts on what's possible at Causeway
Lane? Well, it, like you said, it's a difficult league, and any league, it's hard to get promotions, but I just sort of look at myself. I've had 14 seasons, and 12 of them I've been challenging for promotion, so nothing's changed for me. I've not sort of come down to this level into Matlock to sort of come in with mid-table. I want to be challenging for them playoff spots and them sort of league titles, and I don't see why we can't do that, to be honest.
No, great stuff. And final question, Craig. As I look outside my window, it's proper football weather outside. How much are you looking forward to Nantwich, the FA Trophy, and this race this season? How much are you looking forward to it at Matlock?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I've had a little break from football, obviously after leaving Boston, and I missed it, and I missed sort of that feeling in your stomach going into a game, and you can't beat it. And I'm a massive fan of non-league football, and like I said, I'm really excited for the winter and sort of the tough games that are coming up, whatever the weather is. You just can't beat a good non-league game, and yeah, I'm sure it's going to be an exciting few months in the NPL.
Absolutely. Well, Craig Elliott, manager of Matlock Town, a big, big thank you for joining us. Make sure you're wearing a big coat tomorrow, and all the best this weekend.
Cheers, thank you.
Craig Elliott there, manager of Matlock Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And Matlock Town this weekend will be in league action as they host Nantwich Town, as we discussed there. More on the league matches shortly. But back to the league, and Saturday's result for South Shields, a 0-0 draw with Atherton Coles. A brilliant result, that, for Atherton Coles, isn't it? Going all that way on a Saturday and picking up a point at Mariners Park. There's not going to be many teams who do that this year. So congratulations to Atherton Coles. South Shields, then, they take on this weekend. They take on Mass United in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. For Mass United on Saturday, they picked up a very good 3-2 win over Stafford Rangers. And I think I'm safe in saying, James, that this tie on Saturday, with regards to NPL sides anyway, is tie of the round. And with that regard, we have to really put a spotlight on this fixture. I think I'm okay in doing this, aren't I?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, on Tuesday night, or before the game got postponed, it was first v third.
Well, it does deserve a bit of a spotlight. So is Mr. Mark Carruthers, everyone. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. A week early, the monthly show's next week, but I felt like we needed to get a really big expert mind to discuss this third qualifying round tie between South Shields and Mass United. I think involving NPL sides, this is tie of the round. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, unquestionably tie of the round for me at NPL level. Obviously, South Shields have had a largely positive start of the season, going well in the league. Still, I think, yet to really hit their stride. But I'm absolutely delighted by how Mask have stepped up to to the Premier Division. I mean, I watched them last season against Liversedge when they pretty much lost the title in the penultimate weekend of the season. And it took a lot for them to bounce back from that and secure promotion through the playoffs. So that win over Stockton Town. So, but I never had any doubt that they would step up and do well. I'd be lying if I said I thought they'd be sat, you know, in the playoff places come the end of September. But you look at the squad and there's just so much experience. There's Football League experience in there. And Carl Jarrett's just done a wonderful job at masking. You know, people, I don't think, realise how far they've come as a football club. Obviously, there's a bit of a strange slant given what happened in midweek with the floodlights, because I think that may have played an influence on Saturday's game had Tuesday's game gone ahead, given both sides a bit of an indicator of what each other possess in their squads. But I just think it's going to be a great game. It'll be a big crowd there, no doubt, at the First Cloud Arena. And it's a really difficult one to call, you know. I think it's arguably Mass's biggest game for a long time. But for South Shields, they'll be expecting a win as the home team. But I don't think they'll have it all their own way.
No, and you're talking about that step up that Mask has made to the season. The comparison, you have to compare with Liversedge, don't we? Because that's the most accurate comparison we can make based on how the pair of them competed. 10 points the gap. I know we've only played 10 games this season, but 10 points the gap and only 2 points behind South Shields. It's a phenomenal start, really, isn't it, for Mask?
It's unbelievable. And what I like is that there's players that haven't played at this level earlier in their careers. They've stepped up and just taken in their strides. But you look at people like Adam Boyes, who's, you know, he's played high, he's considerably higher, and he's just taken everything in his stride as well. It's a learning process for Carl and his management team as well. Particularly Carl's never managed at this level. But again, I can't stress enough just how good a job he's done there. You know, the progress from the Northern League in quick fashion. They've had good FA Cup runs. We shouldn't forget last year they got to the fourth qualifying round. They've had a good trophy run. They've picked up some notable results in that competition as well. So it's a real danger one for South Shields for me. I think, as I say, they will go in as favourites at home, but they can't underestimate this Mask side, not at all.
And just touching upon South Shields, still unbeaten in the league, and you know, as a consequence of this chat, still unbeaten in the FA Cup as well, clearly. So Kevin's got to be pleased, hasn't he, with the start to the season Shields have had. They're solid now, and they're like a machine. It feels like 10 games in or so into the league season.
I think there's a couple of ways of looking at this. Is one that I don't think they've hit top form by any stretch, yet they're still unbeaten. They're still sat top of the league. So I think Kevin will be satisfied, I think, would be the best way to put it. But we shouldn't forget that they had quite a turnover of players in the summer. You know, they brought in 9 players, so it's still a fairly new squad with a manager who is only in his first full season at the club after replacing a manager that had been there for 5 years. So it's still very much a new South Shields, so I think you've got to give them a little bit of leeway. But because it's them, because we know they're so ambitious, because we know there's been investment, there's pressure on them to perform, I think you'll probably see between now and Christmas, they may go up a gear. You can see week on week, they're starting to progress, they're starting to improve, things are starting to come together a bit better. So I think you may see them kick on a bit between now and Christmas.
Well, that's the tie between South Shields and Mass United. For obvious reasons, I'm not going to get Mark's prediction for this one, because he's a journalist. He needs to get press passes freely. He can't be making enemies in the non-league game. So that's a good overview.
I'll just say football will be the winner.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. a big thank you, Mark, for that overview of that fixture. But actually, that's not the game you're going to this weekend. We heard from Ian Richards last week from Stocksbridge Park Steels. You're covering that game down in South Yorkshire between Stocksbridge and Ashington. Just before you go, Stocksbridge have had a great FA Cup run, always scoring late goals in previous rounds. What's your thoughts on this one? Is there a potential here for Stocksbridge to get to the fourth qualifying round, or are you going to stick to, you know, what you know and say Ashington's going to cause the upset here?
Well, you're right, Stocksbridge have had a great run, and if you'll forgive me for putting a northeast slant on this, Ashington's run's been unbelievable. I mean, they've beaten Ashton United, obviously, 3-0 in the replay at Woodhorn Lane. And then I was there for the Bradford Park Avenue game, and 2-1 makes it look a lot closer than what that game actually was. Now, the danger, I think, and I said this to Ashton's manager early on, to Ian Skinner, they've beaten a Step 2 team, they've beaten a Step 3 team. Now, they can't go into this game thinking just because of Stocksbridge, just because they're a Step 4 team, that's going to be any easier. So they can't underestimate what lies ahead. They're still playing a team from a higher level. They're still playing away from home. So I think this is a really tough one. But I will say that it'll be equally as tough for Stocksbridge, because Ashington, for me, I think I may have said this to you earlier in the season, they are my favourites to win the Northern League this year. They've got a lot of experience, the likes of Dan Maguire, who obviously we know from Blyth Spartans in the Northern Premier League and National League North. Robbie Dale's there. I think it's a really close one, you know. I think if any Northern League team was going to go to Stocksbridge and win, it would be Ashington. But it's all about their attitude on Saturday. They can't underestimate what lies ahead, because it's still a sizable challenge.
And just before you go, Mark, just a quick plug then for where people can follow you on Twitter and that kind of thing ahead of this game on Saturday in the third qualifying round.
I'm on Twitter, it's @MarkCarruthers_. I'll be doing live updates from the game, and I might try and do a couple other bits as well.
Great stuff. Well, Mark Carruthers, big thank you for joining us this week and walking us through those two big FA Cup ties this weekend. And have a lovely weekend, and catch up soon.
You too.
Back to league matters, and finishing off the player position, Stafford Rangers are currently in fifth position, bouncing back kind of with a 1-1 draw on Tuesday night against Warrington Rylands. But in fourth spot, we've got Radcliffe. They too had a 1-1 draw on Tuesday night as they drew against Whitby Town. Whilst on Saturday, they picked up a very good 3-1 win over Morpeth Town. It's been a good start to the season for Radcliffe. It's so close at the minute, isn't it, really? I mean, South Shields are there on 19 points, and FC United in ninth are 3 points behind them now all of a sudden. So it is very nip and tuck, isn't it? But in sixth position, Warrington Rylands with a 5-2 win over Liversidge on Saturday. And as we mentioned earlier, a 1-1 draw for Warrington Rylands against Stafford Rangers. So Warrington Rylands, I think, are finding the feet, James.
Yeah, well and truly. I mean, obviously, Jolie Banham's gone in. Another team, as the game's going on Tuesday night, they're actually second at 1 point. Radcliffe were actually looking to get a point on Tuesday night, in fairness. I mean, it was a late equaliser to get the goal against Whitby Town. Radcliffe could go top as well. Your Stafford Rangers dropping points. So again, any one of them teams, because of the postponement, could have been sitting in that top eight, could have been top of the table at the end of the night. But yeah, Ryland's coming back into form at this moment in time. Found the stride now, and it's just more panic and keep this form going.
Well, let's hear about the mood at Warrington Rylands now. And it's a big welcome back to the show to interim manager at Warrington Rylands. Here's Jodie Bannum. Well, Jodie, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations for a decent week. You know, a point against Stafford ain't bad at all, and that 5-2 victory over Liversidge on Saturday. How's it been?
Yeah, it's good. I think we needed to settle down, as there's been some departures from the club since I came, and you know, some of those that we've moved on because we felt that we wanted to move in a different direction, and a couple of those that asked to leave obviously when I first took over. So yeah, quite busy. We've brought players in of our own, so we're just kind of trying to mould the team into kind of what we see as a high functioning team, and hopefully we're getting there. You know, we've had a really good week with wins against Marsk, and then on Saturday and against Liversedge, and then taking the point on Tuesday against Stafford as well. So it's been a good week for us.
I mean, I'll touch upon the direction of the squad and that kind of thing in a second, but there is some continuity there. I mean, Callum Dolan scoring a hat-trick on Saturday, and Kane Drummond as well scoring a brace. So, I mean, it's been... How is that side of things going at the club, the squad, and making sure that, you know, while things are moving around, there's still success on the pitch?
Yeah, of course. That's the key to it, isn't it? It's making sure that while we are changing things and moulding it, that we are keeping a successful team on the pitch. And those two players you just mentioned are an integral part of obviously the football club and us moving forward as well. And you know, as long as those two players are at the club, we'll always have an opportunity to score goals and be successful. I think they've been absolutely superb since I've been at the club.
And what's your assessment of the club? Because obviously, you know, Dave McNabb and Warrington Rylands over the years been superb with silverware galore. So it's a club definitely going places. So what's your assessment on where the club is at the moment, both on and off the pitch?
Yeah, I think the club have risen in such a short space of time from the Cheshire League up to the Northern Premier League, and you know, thanks to the brilliant work from Dave McNabb and his backroom team, as you said, you know, they won the FA Vars. There's not many, certainly in the Northwest, I can't remember too many teams that have won the FA Vars. There's been good sides that have gone close but never won it, so massive achievement. And then to back it up with promotion again into the Northern Premier League is you know, testament to the work that they've done previously. It's just coming in and making sure that we can continue that work, I suppose, and continue to make them successful. The board have got real big ambitions, you know, so it's quite exciting to be a part of that, potentially moving forward as well.
Now, with the week you just had, I mean, Warrington Rylands, it's very early days to look at a league table, although you played 11 games, so we're over that magical 10 games mark that managers talk about. So 1 point outside the playoffs in a very closely run league. I mean, 3 points from top spot. So there's certainly a springboard there, isn't there, based on what we've seen in these early couple of months?
I think if anybody can put three or four wins together in this league, it's, you know, you will be in the top two, probably top. It's such a competitive league from top to bottom. I think I worked out the other day, from Stalybridge up to Hyde is now, there's 9 points separating them. You know, it's a really compact league, and any team can beat any team on any given day. So we understand that, and we've got a really strong squad together. We've brought in Kelly Demai on loan from Salford City this week as well, which strengthens us further, with another really big signing in the pipeline that we can't announce just yet, but we've got an agreement on. Obviously, Kane, Callum are both flying as well. We've brought in Harry Pratt from Hyde, that's done very well for us, and then the existing players that were already in place, you know, Dean Firm and Jack McCourt's back fit now as well. Unfortunately, the previous manager couldn't get a fit Jack McCourt, so I've kind of fallen lucky on that as well. So the two of them are doing really well for us, and the back four look quite solid now, and there's a bit of continuity there. And then we've brought a keeper in, Sam Tickle as well. So I think we can kind of keep that together now and maybe make a couple of little adjustments and improvements then. There's no reason why, you know, we can't, you know, push for those playoffs from a bare minimum this season, really.
And obviously for yourself, obviously you've come in as an interim manager here. Your experience, you know, what you achieved at Ashton United and you know, as a player as well. How much are you enjoying this period here where you're basically, you know, able to come in and shape a squad and like you say, direct a club with ambition the way you are?
Yeah, I think I'm in a very fortunate position that usually when you get a job, it's in a struggling team. So, you know, I was quite fortunate. I was left a really strong squad of players, really good bunch as well. There's not many better dressing rooms that I've walked into as well. The lads are all really focused, want to win football matches, which is, as a coach, is a dream, really. As far as, you know, my personal ambitions, you know, I'm just cracking on, really. It's up to the club to make an official announcement, I suppose, as well. But see, winning football matches, and you know, it's only going to strengthen my case, I suppose.
And it's a question I could ask you now, Jodie, as you're here with interim charge, but you know, back in management, is it something that you'd relish in the, you know, carrying on?
I wasn't something I was looking for, in all honesty. You know, it came out of the blue. Now I'm in it. Obviously, I'm enjoying it. Obviously, we're winning games at the moment, which is nice. So yeah, we'll see what happens. And I suppose.
Well, coming up for yourselves, it's some tricky away games coming up. In fact, you're not at home now to the middle of October, are you? So
no.
Got guys there. Dare we mention it? The Warrington Derby is coming up as well
and
the third qualifying round against Nantwich in the FA Trophy. So, I mean, what's your thoughts about what's coming up over the horizon for the club?
Good. We touched on it before, didn't we? It's a really competitive league, so no matter who we play, home or away, they're always going to be tough games. I don't think we'll take anybody lightly at this moment in time. Guysley's a tough one. They're only 3 points behind us. They could go 11 points with us if we beat us Saturday. So it's another tough game there. Got a lot of experience within the side. And then, obviously we've got the Warrington Derby. Obviously the two teams haven't met for 50 years. So it's a real big occasion for the town. And we're hoping that, you know, there'll be a big turnout to support it.
And it comes across this interview, Jodie, but you enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Listen, I live in Warrington. I'm 10 minutes from, you know, the ground's 10 minutes from my house. So I'm kind of immersed in the area and stuff as well. So You know, it means something to me to be a part of something special. You know, the two clubs not meeting for 50 years is a special occasion, and I can't wait for it, to be honest.
Well, Jody Bannum, interim manager at Warrington Rounds, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us this week, and big good luck this weekend.
Pleasure.
Jody Bannum there, interim manager at Warrington Marlins, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Ashton United, they're in seventh. Mash United, they're in eighth. FC United, a much better weekend for them. Back to winning ways now. It's actually three wins on the spin, isn't it? If we take Kurz and Ashton out of the equation, they won against Matlock at home a couple of Tuesdays ago. Warrington Town 0, FC United and Manchester 1. Was the full-time score on Saturday. And then on Tuesday night in West Yorkshire, Liversidge 0, FC United and Manchester 4, with Regan Linney scoring a hat-trick in that game. So FC United have started to find a bit of form, James, in the league, especially away from home. The away form's been pretty good, James, for FC.
Yeah, that's out of the six-way games so far, 1-4, lost 2. I don't think any team would be upset with that.
FC United up to ninth. Morpeth are in 10th. A 6-3 victory for them on Tuesday night against Lancaster. And Morpeth 3 points outside the playoffs now after that victory there. And scoring plenty of goals, aren't they? Second top goal scorers in the league, just behind Warrington Rylands. So it's a decent start to the season for Morpeth, despite the league position. Bamba Bridge, they're in 11th, a 3-2 victory for them over Warrington Town. We heard from Jamie Milligan last week, but Bamba Bridge in great form heading into that third qualifying round tie against Buxton on Saturday, that's for sure. Gainsborough Trinity, they're in 12th, a 1-0 draw for them on Tuesday night against Guiseley, but a 4-0 win for the Lincolnshire side against Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday. So Gainsborough, their decent start to the season continues. Guiseley, they're in 13th. Marine, they take on FC United this weekend. Marine with a 1-0 draw on Saturday away at Ashton United and a 4-0 win over Atherton Colls. That's the same Atherton Colls who travelled to South Shields on Saturday and got a 0-0 draw. So to score 4 past them, like Marine did on Tuesday, is pretty good. Warrington Town, they're in 15th. Atherton Colls, they're in 16th. Stalybridge Celtic are in 17th. Nantwich Town, they're in 18th. Lancaster City, 19th. Liversidge in 20th. But Belper Town, let's go to Belper Town, who are currently second bottom in the league table. They had a very good Tuesday night. They were obviously beaten by Bamba Bridge on Saturday, but a 2-0 win for them on Tuesday against Stalybridge Celtic. And one last result, which we've not really covered off, Whitby Town with a 1-0 draw on Tuesday night, as we mentioned earlier, against Radcliffe, but a 2-0 win at Nantwich Town for Whitby on Saturday. So Whitby might be bottom of the table, but that was their first win on Saturday. So they're off and running when it comes to wins in the league season. But that's all the results from this past week in the Pitching In NPL Premier Division. Just a reminder, there are some games this weekend in the league. Atherton Colls hosting Ashton United, FC United taking on Marine, Guiseley taking on Warrington Rylands, it's Lancaster City hosting Belper, Matlock Town against Nantwich Town, Stafford Rangers against Liversidge, Stalybridge Celtic against Morpeth Town, and Warrington Town against Radcliffe. And of course, we've covered some of those fixtures off already in our manager interviews. And actually, that takes me to our next port of call, and that's to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. Last week, we obviously heard from Jamie Milligan at Bamber Bridge. They're taking on Buxton this weekend. We had Billy Priestley join us too, ahead of their game with Bury on Saturday. Craig Parry at Worksop Town, he too joined us last week. They're taking on Gainsborough Trinity at the North Home on Saturday afternoon. We obviously heard from Matt Carruthers earlier about South Shields and Mass United. Ian Richards joined us from Stocksbridge Park Steels as they take on Ashington. But we've got a couple more interviews now ahead of the third qualifying round. And first up, Chester taking on our very own Hanley Town. Brilliant game, this one. Let's judge the mood now at Hanley Town. And it's a big welcome back to their manager. Here's Carl Dickinson. Carl, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. Before we talk about the Chester game tomorrow, just a big congratulations for making it through to the third qualifying round. A fine victory over Atherstone Town in the last round. What's the mood at the club like heading into tomorrow's match?
Yeah, obviously, massive excitement. We know we're up against a very good team at two leagues above us. So we know how tough it is going to be. But like I say, we're just excited and we've got everything in place to make sure we go there tomorrow and give it as good a performance as we can do and leave it all out there on the pitch.
And it was a good build-up to it with the 4-2 win at Glossop midweek. I mean, how was that 4-2 victory there?
Yeah, we played very well. Don't get me wrong, we got the goals at the right times. But yeah, we played really well. We mixed up really well. Our work ethic and some of the football we played was really good. Against a good team as well. You know, they've got some good young players there. But we performed really well and thoroughly deserved the win.
And how tricky is it was a game like Glossop North End? You know, it's your bread and butter. It's in the league. You know, we've spoken in the past. You want to do well in the league, but you've got Chester coming up. So, I mean, how difficult was it to, you know, pull out a 4-2 win like that, given how mammoth this game is on Saturday?
Well, we had a disappointing performance last weekend against City of Liverpool. So, for me, it was about a reaction anyway. So, I wasn't even thinking about the Chester game until we, you know, put things in place to go and give a good account of ourselves against Glossop. And luckily, we've been able to do that. So, literally, as soon as the game had finished on the way home, I was back on the Chester front then and getting as much information as I can on them and trying to do our homework and, like I say, get ourselves prepared for what's going to be a big occasion for myself, the lads, the club, everyone. But, yeah, we're under no illusions how difficult it is going to be.
And without giving too much of the game plan away, what are the challenges, basically? Well, without giving too much of the plan away, like I said, I mean, how tricky is this game going to be at the weekend? But how tricky can it be for Chester?
Well, listen, we know what we've got. You know, we've got a fantastic set of lads in there with good quality. And we've got to go and be brave and do what we do and know what we're capable of and try and put that out there on Saturday. But we're up against a very organised team, fit team, with willing runners all over the pitch. They mix it up quite well. And, yeah, we've got to make sure, first and foremost, we defend resolutely. And when we do that, like I said, go and be brave and try and imprint our game onto them and cause them as much frustration and difficulties as possible.
And with regards to the away following this weekend, I know that the bus has been sold out. I saw that on Twitter. I mean, what's the excitement levels like at the club more generally heading into this game?
Yeah, like I said before, it's obviously massive. I don't think long ago Hanley Town would have probably envisaged playing teams like Chester. So we've taken big steps in the short space of time, but, you know, we've got to go there and know exactly where we are and what we've got to go and do. But no, I think there's going to be a few coaches going up. So yeah, we've just got to make sure we go and take it all in our stride and go and enjoy the day as much as possible, but know that we can only enjoy it if go and put the work in.
And it's an interesting one for you personally as well, because obviously you're the manager, but you're also a player and a player with vast experience. So how important is the experience that you're bringing to the table, both on and off the pitch, on Saturday? Because it's not just the fans who are excited about this. I'm imagining the team are as well, and you've got to make sure that they stick with it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, when you strip it right back, it is just another game of football. Yes, I know there's more emphasis on it, and they're two leagues higher, etc. But it's 11 men against 11 men. And like I said, we've got to make sure we go there, know what our game plan is and try and execute that to the best of our ability. You know, it's not just me that's got experience. We've got some other lads in there that have experienced big games as well. So we've got to make sure we pass that on and make sure that, you know, we're getting everybody doing their jobs and what's expected of them. And if we can do that and play to what I know we're capable of, hopefully the magic of the FA Cup can happen for us.
And one game at a time and all that, Carl. I'm aware of the cliches after doing the show many years. Yeah. But, you know, this is the second year on the trot, Hanley, have got to the third qualifying round. Do you dare to dream? What would it mean, do you think, for the club to get to the fourth qualifying round? That'd be huge, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, it'd be us creating history again. And, you know, when you can do things like that, that's obviously what you set out to do. You're always looking to improve in every competition you play in. And we want to do that. But like I said, we're under no illusions how difficult it is going to be. But I just want to make sure that we go and give the best account of ourselves we can, and what happens from that, then, you know, will happen.
And one last, actually, I was going to say, I mean, when does your mind start to turn towards witness as well on Tuesday? It's a week's time, isn't it? So you've got a bit of time before the witness game. But it's a busy period, isn't it, coming up? How much are you looking forward to it, basically? What's happening in October at the club?
Yeah, to be honest, I look forward to everything. It's, like I say, it's a brand new season and a brand new league for the club and for all of us players and staff. So we've just got to make sure we do enjoy it and keep learning from any mistakes that have made, which have been a few already, and just take everything in our stride and keep enjoying it, keep working as hard as possible and keep trying to learn as much as we can. But like I say, we've got Chester to get out of the way for it first, and we've got Stoke City and Staffordshire Senior Cup, which would be nice for a few ex-players that have played there. So it'll be an interesting period, but like I say, we've just got to keep taking it in our stride. And you know, as cliche it is literally take it a game at a time. And once Chester's out of the way, I can concentrate on the next ones. But full focus is ahead of tomorrow afternoon and going and give it everything we've got.
Well, Kyle Dickinson, manager of Hanley Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to join us this week. Big, big good luck tomorrow and catch up very soon.
Appreciate it, mate. Thank you.
Kyle Dickinson there, manager of Hanley Town, joining us this week on the Pitching In NPL show. We obviously heard from Hyde United earlier as well with Nick Spooner. They're taking on Darlington this weekend in the FA Cup. But our last interview this week on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show centres on St Ives Town as they host our very own Chase Town. And to just the mood now at the Staffordshire side, it's a big welcome back to the show now to Chase Town manager. Here's Mark Swan.
Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the third qualifying round of the FA Cup, let's just talk about the mad couple of weeks you've had in not just the FA Cup, but the FA Trophy as well. It's a hell of a run the club's on at the moment. I mean, what's your take on it all and how things are shaping up at the club?
Yeah, I mean, it's great for any football club to have the cup run, any cup run, isn't it, in the Trophy and the FA Cup. So, yeah, it was a great day at Telford. Like I said before, didn't I? It was going to be a good occasion. And I touched on to the lads that, look, you know, I think it's the best draw, you know, a step four Midland club could have because of the occasion. And, you know, to be fair, we went there and we deservedly won the tie as well. And then going on to the, we always knew Barnwell was going to be a real sticky one. You know, good manager, good team, started well in the league. Very robust and a well-organised team. And to be fair, they deserved to score, to level it, for it to go to penalties. So luckily, you know what penalties like, heads or tails, and luckily we went through on the day.
I mean, how are your nerves at the moment? Because this, you know, because you're following the Stamford match as well. You know, these are good wins, aren't they? But very nervy affairs as well, we have to say.
If I'm totally honest, you know, I never, ever get nervous before a game. As a player, I was terrible. As a manager, I don't. Because, you know, you just got to tell the lads, you know, what you know a little bit about them. But you've just got to go out and trust the lads. And they're a good, honest bunch. So, you know. The result doesn't go your way. 9 times out of 10, our lads have given everything. So that's all you can really ask for. So now, if you're nervous, it rubs off onto the players as well, doesn't it? So I don't get nervous. It's a little bit weird, really.
Your players certainly gave everything for that Telford match, as you said. I mean, you'd think on the hour mark when Telford, you know, get that equaliser, that's... You know, having home advantage as well against a team two divisions below, that would be the game then. The momentum would be on their side. But you must be so proud of the squad to, you know, to have scored 2 goals to take it 4-2.
Honestly, it was super. You know, when they scored the first one after about 6 minutes, we expected them to step up again. And it's funny, they didn't really turn the cog. And then, you know, Joey scored not long after. And then Lange scores on the whistle of half time, so we're going in 2-1. No doubt that's changed his team talk and changed the sort of crowd's response. I'm not walking into the tunnel, but then they come out. That you know they changed it a bit, went a bit more direct. They come out, and I thought, oh, here we go, and they scored deservingly. And I thought they're going to step on again, and they never stepped on again. And they always look vulnerable on the counter. And we've hit them really with 2 late goals, good goals as well. And then obviously they went gung-ho, but they just couldn't break us down. And defensively as a unit, we were just superb on the day.
Well, a big congratulations again. And we didn't really cover the drama of the penalty shootout too much, but congratulations as well in the FA Trophy for progressing in that competition.
Thank you.
As well.
Thank you.
But St Ives next. They're having a decent start to the season, aren't they, in the Southern Central? So what's your thoughts on this challenge?
Yeah, a little bit the unknown. We've had to do some digging, obviously, because it's a Southern League, but we've just been Midlands, and me and Midland now. I know a lot of the Midland managers, so we got a little bit of insight into them. We had their game watched at Redditch as well. So look, they're a good, lively side, very very good forward line, very sharp, very quick. So look, like anything, we're gonna probably have to ride our luck at times, but we're confident we can go there and hopefully get a result again.
And how tricky is it to, because you've got the Boldmere game, you've got the Telford game, you've got the Stamford game, your crib sheet, your homework guide and all that, it must be growing all the time, because you're having to prepare for these big landmark games one after another. I mean, how much work have you put into all this over the last fortnight or so?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, the teams in our league, like your Stamford and your Boldmere's, you know of the players and you know what shape they play from last year and especially the more local teams like your Boldmere's, you know the personnel as well. So that's not too tricky. But when you come against your Telfords and your St Ives of this world, sometimes you have to go on other people's opinions of them as well and a little, reports, etc. But look, I think you can overwork on an opposing side and take your eye off the ball about yourself. And I've said, you've got to concentrate on yourselves. And if we do and we perform and, we're on our game, there's every chance we can get a result at St Ives.
And heading into this game, chase down in the FA Cup. You're probably getting fed up of being asked these questions about the FA Cup in Chasetown, but only a couple of games away from the first round proper, one game at a time and all that. But that'd be huge, wouldn't it, this season? That's brilliant. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be unbelievable, wouldn't it? It'd be great. And I always say the league, the trophy and the FA Cup, they're the ones, aren't they, really? They're your bread and butters. But yeah, look, I've touched on it before. I've been there as a player when the excitement starts brewing. But without being negative on the flip side, 2 weeks, Saturday, we could be just looking at the league and senior cups. So we just got to make the most of it, prepare properly, give it everything and see where it takes us.
And Matt, just to touch upon the FA Trophy as well, that's happening next Saturday away at Bromsgrove Sporting. Oh, and then you're back to the league. Remember the league? You're taking on Stamford, aren't you? Welcome back. So are you looking forward to these challenges? Like you said, you have to, don't you? But, it is all happening at Chasetown. How much are you looking forward to the next few weeks or so, especially the FA Cup on Saturday?
Yeah, it's right. The league's the priority at the end of the day. That's what every manager sits there at the start of the season, wants to get out of, the duration of 30 plus games. So, the league's the most important thing. But the FA Cup and the trophy is also a great distraction. You're going to different grounds or opposition. It's a great challenge for the lads. But could end up being bottom of the league and in the first round of the FA Cup, the way it's going, you know what I mean? it wouldn't be too good, but look, we just got to take every game as it comes and, enjoy it as well. Get the lads, embrace it, because, it's about the players. And, the other day you could see the smiles on the faces at Telford, because that was a great, that's like a great sort of scalp that was. But you're only as good as your last one, the old cliche. So we've got to make sure that we go there Saturday and then the Saturday after, prepare properly and just give everything and see where it takes us.
Well, here's hoping the smiling at 5 o'clock tomorrow, Mark.
Hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Mark Swan, manager, Chasetown. Big, big thank you for joining us and all the best tomorrow in the FA Cup.
Thank you very much. Cheers, mate.
Mark Swan there, manager of Chasetown, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And James, that's it. Big good luck to all the managers this weekend in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. But how could people keep across it all, James? Because there's a lot going on, isn't there, with league and the FA Cup. How could people keep across it all?
Yeah, so obviously football web pages will have all the action as it happens on the Saturday, obviously from the Cup and all the league games. But on Twitter, it's Northern Premier League. And on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, And I think we've now got it on YouTube as well, as all exactly the same as Official Northern Premier.
Great stuff. Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us. And as I said, a big thank you to all the managers for joining us on this week's show. Special mention as well to Mark Carruthers too for putting a spotlight on South Shields against Manchester United in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup, as well as Stocksbridge Park Steels and Ashington, of course. But we're going to go now for all the latest news from the Northern Premier League, the npl.co.uk. But have a lovely weekend, everyone, and you'll be hearing from us again next week. Bye-bye.